We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Man, what's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Here we are, the end of the journey, the end of the road. Welcome to Six Man Show Post Game Live, presented by Rock'em. I'm producer Kevin. The Magic fall 106-94 in Game 7 of this best of 7 first round series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. What a series, what a season for this team. Obviously not the way that we wanted today to end, but end it did. So here we are, off-season around the corner, but I, for one, am glad that our off-season starts in May instead of mid-April. Again, welcome to the show. I'm producer Kevin. Glad you guys are here. It's going to be a tough one. A lot to celebrate, a great season. Obviously, a lot of things to talk about with today's game, a great first half, difficult second half. But again, credit to this Magic team for an awesome season. This show, all season long, has been brought to you by Rock'em. They're a presenting partner of the Six Man Show Live. Post-game live, you can shop at Rock'em.com and use that code MAGIC20. They'll get you 20% off your order at Rock'em.com. I got to talk to the folks at Rock'em. I don't know how long that code is good for, so if you still want 20% off of your Magic gear, now would be a good time to do that. Go ahead, stock up for next season. Go to Rock'em.com. And not just Magic stuff. They also have NFL, NHL, college stuff as well that you can use or that you can buy there at Rock'em.com. As you can tell, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, you can probably tell it's a little bit different vibe. We're live here from Wall Street. This is where the watch party was. I don't know, guys. There might have been 2,000 people here. Like, this place was popping. It was bumping. It was a lot of fun, especially that first half. It was a big party. But the second half, obviously, not so much. We've already had a few Super Chats hit the screen here. First off, we have Ty, Mr. TV, a very loyal listener of the Six Man Show and the Post Game Live. Says, there's one that comes before this. In a game like this, when you get the other team in foul trouble, you have to keep attacking the rim, slow down possessions, play defense, you let them walk right back into this game. And then he says, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed. We have to learn how to step on a team's neck. Yeah. Difficult for, and it'd be one thing if we got blown out over the course of the whole game or lost a close game over the whole game, but the fact that we were in this game, not just in this game, had as much as an 18-point lead in this game and just couldn't pull it off, kind of fell apart in the second half, was rough. It's a rough way to go out. Thank you so much, Ty, for those Super Chats. You've been so generous all season long. Thank you so much for those. Armin, one of our beloved patrons with a very generous Super Chat as well. Thank you so much, Armin. Appreciate you. And one more thing from Ty says, and no, I don't want to hear young team. Yes and no. There's a bit of young team there in the second half, I think, especially in the fourth quarter. I feel like the youth of this team really got the best of them, unfortunately. The other issues of this team became even more apparent than they've ever been there in that second half. And so a great learning experience for this team. We'll talk more about that in a second. And I think a very good learning experience for the front office, because the front office has some things to address here coming up in this off season. 130 of you guys hanging out with us here on this little bit of a bummer of an afternoon here, this Sunday afternoon. But hey, I'm still fired up about this season. What a season. And again, we'll kind of wrap up the season here in just a little bit. A big party here at Wall Street, as you can tell. All the Cinco de Mayo festivities are kicking off here, so lots of fun here. Let's see what we got here in the chat. Yasiel says, Gary Harris last season with the Magic. I know, guys. I have a hard time with Gary, too. Gary is such a good defender, such an important defender for this team. But offensively, a lot of issues in this series. He has one job offensively, is to make threes. He struggled to do that this series. Hit a couple today, but just not enough over the course of the entire series. Michael Stover says, we got farther than expected, but still disappointed. Why draft Black and not play him? Harris and Fultz are trash. Obviously, if you've been watching this show for any length of time, you know I agree about Anthony Black. He's got to play. Very strange that he doesn't. Ascension says, we need a true point guard with Suggs at the two. I think another ball handler would be huge. I think that'd be amazing. Yep. Michael said Franz had one good game. His game was very good. That game four was huge, and it was very important. And he, don't forget, he was good in game six, too. Let's not take that away. He wasn't the best in game six, although he was really good in that first half. But, yeah, he needs to have more good games than just two out of seven. I 100% agree with that. Let's see what else we got here. Blaze says, up 18. Is this pick up the pace? They let them come back. No sense of urgency. Yeah. It's tough. It felt like they got behind the eight ball there in that second half and really, really struggled to get any kind of offense going. But if there's any silver lining to that, it's the fact that this has been the issue with this team all season long, right? This is what this team has struggled to do all season long, is score the basketball. And so, if anything, it's more of the normal problems rearing their ugly heads once again. So, all right, let's see what else we got here. I'm not putting that up there. Yasiel says, don't blame Cole. Not for this game. Cole was pretty good in this game. Over the course of the whole series, though, Cole was not his best this series. But I still believe in Cole. I think he's got what it takes. Matthew says, 30-point spread, how embarrassing. Yeah, that was rough. That was a rough little turnaround there. Led by as much as 18. Yeah, that's tough.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Janine, our dear friend and patron, says, tough loss, but I couldn't be any prouder of this team. Our future is so bright. Magic for life. Hey, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a moment here. We talked about this after game six. We were not supposed to be here. We were not supposed to be here, all right? This team is not supposed to be in this position, in this situation. So the fact that they were is amazing. Amazing. And the fact that this is such a good learning experience. I know moral victories suck, right? And it would have been great to win this game. It would have been great to go play Boston. Even though you probably would have lost that series, it would have been great to do that. However, the lessons that this team learned from this series will last them the rest of their career. Paolo, Franz, Jalen, J.I., Jamal Mosley, you name it. Everyone got huge lessons from this series, from this experience, from qualifying for the playoffs. Now, on the flip side, that sets the bar very high for next season. Incredibly high for next season, right? You'd almost want to say, like, you have to get past the first round next season. Now, obviously, that depends on what the front office does in the offseason, right? Obviously, we have tons of time to talk about the offseason. But it sets the bar really, really high for next season. Thank you so much, Janine, for all your support over the course of this season. A couple more things here. David says 22 wins, 34 wins, and 47 wins. That's the win total of each of Moses' first three seasons. You can criticize him, but let's not be ignorant here. 100% agree. Jamal Mosley is the reason for the culture of this Orlando Magic team. And so, the numbers speak for itself. 22, 34, it's sensational. Like, you can't argue with those results. He's been huge, and I'm so grateful to have him as our coach, and obviously signed that extension earlier this season, so he will be the head coach of Orlando for a very long time. All right, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here because we're on a bit of a time crunch. They're getting ready to do a big Cinco de Mayo festival here at Wall Street, so I'm going to get off this stage here in just a little bit. Let me see if there's anything else I want to hit here from the chat. We did get a super chat here. David S. says, the fact that the Magic, a young team, took a veteran, experienced team like the Cavs to Game 7 is a huge confidence booster heading into next season. Super proud of these guys and the six-man show. Y'all killed it this season. Thank you, David, so much for that. It's been a wild ride. Thank you so much for that generous super chat. Soul Train says, Magic saved over $35 million with Gary Harris, Chuma Okeke, and Markelle Fultz off the books. Key players not in their prime yet. Need a true center and a point guard that can shoot. Yeah, facts. I know Magic fans everywhere are going to have a laundry list of items, maybe a checklist of items you want to see this team acquire in the offseason, but one thing at a time. Let's see here. I do want to take a look at the box score here just for a little bit here. Let's take a look at what we got here. Paolo, obviously, I can't believe we're 10 minutes in the show and I haven't talked about Paolo. Obviously, the second half cooled off, but ends up with 38 points, 16 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and a block in his very first Game 7 as a 21-year-old. I mean, kudos to him. Obviously, they clamped. That Cleveland defense clamped in the second half, and the Magic did not have enough people to step up and alleviate Paolo, the pressure on Paolo there in the second half. But let's also talk about the fact that he went 15 of 18 from the line. 18 free throws for your 21-year-old. Amazing. Looking at some of the other stuff here, Franz, 1 of 15, 6 points. You're never going to win a playoff game with Franz doing that. Never, ever, ever. Wendell with 13 and 7. Jalen with 10 and 9 rebounds for him, 4 assists. 2 of 10 from 3. Obviously, a lot of those were in the second half when he was just chucking up threes, but, you know, kind of is what it is there. Gary does go 2 of 3 from 3. Glad he was able to hit a couple and return from injury as well. Markelle, 8 points. J.I., 2 points. Mo, 3. Cole, 8. Again, outside of that, the garbage time bucket there from Jalen, it was only Wendell and Powell that were in double figures for this game. And so that's never going to be enough to beat a team like Cleveland. Really quick, some team stats here. Magic win, obviously, the first two quarters and lose the last two quarters. That third quarter was the difference in the game. You lose that third quarter by 18 points, 33-15 in that third quarter, and you lost the game from there. Points in the paint, Cleveland once again just kills you. 50 points in the paint, 17 fast break points for them. We have the biggest lead of 18. Their biggest lead was 14, so that's a 32-point swing, which is crazy. They outscore our bench. That's never good for the Magic, and the Magic do have 17 turnovers in this game. Rough guys, but hey, here's the deal. The future is very bright. By the way, there's 200 of you here. What are you doing? 200 of you after a loss? You guys are crazy. Insane. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here this Sunday afternoon. It's going to be an abbreviated version of the six-man show post-game live today. Thomas Chibi says, can we still do the show? I'm going to miss y'all. Look, here's the deal. This is the end of the six-man show post-game live for the season. Obviously, there's no games to recap over the offseason, but I'll be joining, obviously, the six-man show from time to time over the summer. You'll obviously hear from Jonathan and Luke, as always, all summer long. Six-man show's not going anywhere, but this obviously is the end of the road for the post-game live. I do want to say this. Like I said, abbreviated show. We're going to wrap up here in just a couple minutes. I just cannot tell you how grateful I am for all of you that have been tuning into this show and the six-man show all season long. I'm telling you guys, let me think about this. We did 81 regular season games plus 4 preseason games. That's 85. Plus 7, we have done 92 six-man show post-game lives over the course of this season. It's been an amazing ride. It's been so much fun. I wish I could pull up the text. Maybe I can pull up the text. But I mentioned this to Jonathan and Luke last April. I still have the text. I sent it to him. I was like, hey, guys, I'm thinking about starting a live post-game show after every game next year. And when I said it, they were like, you sure? And I was like, I don't know. Let's try it. And we tried it. And it's been so much fun. It's been awesome. There's been a lot of highs. There's been a lot of lows. This playoff run has been incredible. But, hey, what a way to go out. Obviously, would have loved to get the win here today. But you take the Cleveland Cavaliers, an established playoff team, to seven games. The sky's the limit. Obviously, things for next year, you want to get home court advantage. I think that's been proven very important. Also, this team needs to learn how to win on the road a little bit better, not just in the playoffs, but in the regular season. But hey, it's only up from here, folks. It's only up from here. So if you've been hanging out with us from day one, from way back in October, if you've been hanging out with us here on the Six Man Show Postgame Live, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It has been a joy and a pleasure to get to do this with all of you all season long. Let's see here. Oh, lots of chance for Kevin. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. You guys will hear from me in the summer. I promise you, okay? I'm going to be hanging out on the Six Man Show from time to time. It's going to be great. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap it up here, okay? I know I could go a lot longer, but the party's kicking off behind me. They're setting up this band around me, so it's been a lot of fun, guys. Like I said, a lot of fun. Great season. Absolutely no reason to hang our heads as Magic fans. The future has never, and I mean never, been brighter for this team. Even the Shaq and Penny era, even the Dwight, Jameer, Hedo, Rashard era, I believe the future of this team is even brighter than those. I genuinely believe that with all of my heart, 100%. And so I, for one, am very excited about it. Big shout out to Rock'em. They've been amazing all season long, supporting us. It's so loud here, I can't even hear my music. Let's see. I hope the outro music is playing. I don't know. I don't know what's happening here anymore. Thank you guys for tuning in. The Six Man Show will be up later tonight or early in the morning. Again, shout out to all of you guys. Thanks so much for a great season. We will see you guys sometime in the summer. Go Magic!
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.